USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
When July 11th arrives, it'll be 40 years since NASA's defunct Skylab space station lost orbit and crashed into Western Australia and the Indian Ocean. Once again, heads up. In the next couple of weeks, a 21 metric ton Chinese rocket will fall out of orbit, and no one knows where it will land. The projectile is 100 feet long, and China has lost control. When Skylab fell, no injuries were reported. A metro overpass has collapsed in Mexico City as a train was traveling over it, killing dozens of people, including children. Two train carriages were seen hanging from the structure above a busy road. Scores of people were injured, and seven are in serious condition. One person trapped in a car underneath the wreckage was pulled out alive. This is the deadliest incident in decades in the city's metro system, one of the busiest in the world. Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. The divorce documents makes it clear there is no prenup agreement to the Microsoft fortune. USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge of the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
As inflation worries ramp up concerns that there's too much spending in Washington, it's all partisan politics for the very expensive infrastructure bill. Democrats, with the help of the president, are pushing through the legislative process. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects zero Republicans will support President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package. Speaking at an event in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican calling Biden's plan a big grab bag.
So how to pay for the infrastructure bill on our side is we're not going to revisit the 2017 tax bill. We're happy to look for traditional infrastructure pay fors.
He did say GOP lawmakers are open to a roughly $600 billion bill.
Federal tax officials are being asked to launch a forensic audit and investigation of more than 125 U.S. firms with ties to the Chinese Communist Party that received $420 million in stimulus money last year. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As President Biden announced Monday, he will be quadrupling the number of refugee admissions into the United States. A refugee from communist Albania, Peter Lamage, now an attorney in America, tells Fox News his story to become a legal citizen.
First of all, we had to escape Albania because Albania was a communist country. And then we were settled in a refugee camp in what used to be Yugoslavia for about 9 months. Then after that, we were subjected to background investigation to make sure that we proved our identity. We didn't commit any crimes. We were not wanted. Then we had to undergo medical examinations and interviewed by the U.S. Embassy and eventually came to the United States. So that was pretty much the summary of coming to the United States as a refugee doing it legally.
Being a U.S. citizen legally is part of the American dream.
Oh, I mean, you know, anyone who doesn't go through that process doesn't understand the importance and the significance of being an American, because when you come to the United States as a refugee, you come here for the Americanism. You don't come here because of the benefits that they would offer you. You come here to embrace Americanism. You come here to embrace the Judeo-Christian values, to learn the language, to become an American.
Yeah.
And that we have diluted that significance of coming to the United States that way any longer.
Mr. Lamage explains it's all about increasing the Democrats' voter base.
They want to make sure that they bring them to the United States as quickly as possible to increase that voting block that they are going to need for the next elections.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.